today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Hey there, peoples. Before we start today's episode, I want to mention this special offer for attendees to Suburbs Fest, July 30th through August 1st in Knoxville, Tennessee. First off, all the info about Suburbs Fest is at suburbspod.com/fest. Also, on that page and on our group Facebook page for the fest, we will have instructions on how you can order the new Frank Muffin EP, which they're going to talk about on today's episode, and it will be delivered to you at Fest, okay? There are going to be special instructions for ordering that online, how to do that, and you will get it at Suburbs Fest, all right? So go to suburbspod.com/fest, or go to our Suburbs Fest 2026 Knoxville, July 30th through August 1st, Facebook group. You got to search Facebook for that group and join that group. And the instructions will be in both of those places, okay? Now, anybody not going to Fest and you still want to get the Frank Muffin EP, just order it off Bandcamp. It's just that simple. Now, on with the show. Hey there, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan. Patrick Foster is off today. Today we are joined again by Hans and Brittany from Frank Muffin.
Hey, you just can't get rid of us.
They are the official house band of Rockin' the Suburbs. And we have been talking with them about Suburbs Fest, and that's coming up in Knoxville, Tennessee, July 30th through August 1st. Details are at suburbspod.com/fest. Come on out. Two of the nights Frank Muffin will be playing. They'll be playing Friday night for the Epic Live Band Karaoke event, and then Saturday night they'll be on the three-band bill playing original music. And on today's episode, we're going to talk with them about their original music, and specifically, they have a big announcement to make.
Yeah.
Finally.
We're going to rip the Band-Aid off?
Yeah, after many years of deciding to stay out of the studio, we have finally got back into it. It's been tough to get us like in the right mindset and all together, but we've done something. Brittany?
Yeah, we are bringing along with us to the fest a brand new six-track original EP that we have just finished tracking. It's off with the mixing engineer throughout the next couple of weeks, and then it's going to press. We are going to have vinyls available at Suburbs Fest to share with everybody. So it's been the first real time we've done original music since our massively big undertaking of Year of the Muffin in 2020. So then we burnt ourselves out a bit.
Yeah,
had to recoup, take a break, and it was really rewarding to be back in the studio again.
So six new songs. As you mentioned, vinyl copies will be available at Suburbs Fest. So people traveling to Knoxville to hang out with us, those will be available for purchase there. And tell us a little bit about the record. How would you describe it compared to, I guess, other Frank Muffin work? Is it similar? Is it different? Where are you going with this?
Yes, it is both. So the way I've kind of been conceptualizing and describing things, so Hans is our master songwriter for pretty much all things Muffin. And that part has remained that constant. So we're in this vein, as we have been before, with these sort of somewhere between power poppy, alt rock tunes. And if you're familiar with our catalog, you'll know, okay, a few bits lean a little bit more punk and a few parts lean a little bit more kind of Americana, rootsy. But this is pretty square in that power pop alt vein, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
However, the thing that we've made a bigger departure with this time is that in the studio, we have pulled some of the instrumental influence from some tracks in the Philly Soul or Muscle Shoals kind of vibe. Bringing in, so on the first half of the record, we've got strings and horns, and they're all live musicians. We have a phenomenal string quartet that we have worked with before named Atlas, and they're really world class, and they were gracious enough to, you know, just be excited to work with us again. They'd tracked some two songs on the Year of the Muffin collection. And so coming back with, you know, half of the songs on this release, I'm really excited to have them back. And horn players, some of whom are just among the best of our local players in big swing bands and things like that professionally in our area. And we'll be on all six songs we have horns. So trumpet, trombone, and saxophone. Is what we've got that we're working with, and I'm so excited. The parts themselves that they're playing, our guitar player Patrick, and many of you know from attending the fest, he's an extraordinary talented guitar player.
It makes me want to quit every time I hear him play. He's that good.
What I think a lot of people don't know, just because he's a little bit more just reserved, you know, and chit-chatty than the way we've gotten to know everybody so much in the group, is that he is also a composer and does work. He's been building up his own catalog of music by doing some short film scoring and just some other of that type of like musical arranging for other instrumentation. So he took these six songs that Hans had written and started, you know, working with ideas of, ooh, what can we add to it? And what's the extra little flavors that we can bring into play?
Questions. So many questions.
The reason there's only six songs is because it's been this hard to do this, to get this done, really, is like I started talking to Pat about this before he joined Frank Muffin officially. And like, I have this idea. I know you're interested in scoring. And that was over 3 years ago. And by this time, we're like, okay, we now have six songs. That's at least enough to make an EP. Let's right. get something done. Because otherwise, it's going to take five more years to get a full album. But we've decided we're going to call the album Steel City Sunset, because growing up in the Gary area, I used to see the sunset with, you know, Chicago in the distance and the dirty steel mills also right there. So you kind of have the dichotomy of beauty and gross in one thing. So I thought that was kind of a fun idea.
Yeah. And of course, pulled into the songwriting in the first place. So kind of ties it all back together to your old stomping grounds.
Nice. The way you were describing this album, this is like Frank Muffin's Pet Sounds, right?
Yeah, it's something we might not be able to really play live, to be fair. I mean, it's not quite Pet Sounds, but we would have to have probably like an 11-piece band to really do this correctly. Mm-hmm, so that's kind of complicated.
Yeah.
All right,
but
this
boy,
is very
have
exciting.
We had fun.
This is very exciting. Okay. So, as I mentioned, you'll have copies available at the Fest, and I think there will be some sort of pre-ordering mechanism available.
Yeah, before too long, we're going to start maybe trying to push out and promote a little bit of a pre-order opportunity, or at least a sign-up form or something. We haven't settled on all the details, but giving people some sort of a way to say, hey, I want a copy, because, they're going to be pressed in time for Suburbs Fest if all, you know, goes according to schedule. But what we don't want to do is pack all of them in the car and that not have felt worth it to bring tons of them. So, we would love to know. Absolutely. Anybody who's interested, we'll make sure that we've got a copy for you at the Fest.
So we'll get the information out on how people can order ahead of time. And then there'll be extra copies available, some amount of extra copies available that people can get at Fest. And then they'll be available to order through probably like Bandcamp or that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yes.
Yep. Aside from anything beyond, be it like if somebody decides after the fact that they did want to get one after all, or maybe somebody who is unable to attend the Fest for some reason. Absolutely. We will have things up on Bandcamp, and the only difference there is the addition of paying for shipping to get it out to you, but we absolutely can do that.
Yeah. We are delaying the streaming delivery, I guess, or release, just because the way it works, not everybody knows, but I mean, it's just, if you put a whole album out for streaming, you can promote like one song basically, and that's it, to try to get into playlists and things like that. So if you release them as singles, you gain more traction. It's just the foolishness of the streaming industry. So we will probably incrementally release the album via streaming, but you can get the whole thing on Bandcamp as soon as it's released. I think we'll release it officially after Suburbs Fest, so it's going to be a pre-release for the Suburbs Fest crew. They'll be the first to be able to get it.
Absolutely.
Well, this is very exciting. This is very exciting because this is this just adds another special thing.
Even more reason
Suburbs
to go to Suburbs Fest.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. You get your first shot at getting new Frank Muffin music. I'm excited. Six songs to add on to all the others that I already have in my collection.
Pretty soon, that's all you'll need to listen to.
I'm a Frank Muffin completist, so I need this. I need this new EP.
I think that'll put us over 70.
Yes, I think so.
Individual titles, 70 songs total, somewhere over there.
All right,
I'm stoked.
Very cool. All right, so peoples, get excited, get to Suburbs Fest, buy this EP, hear Frank Muffin play live. Get up on stage and sing a song. All those things.
So many things.
It'll be probably the greatest experience of your life. So come to Suburbs Fest, suburbspod.com/fest for all the details. Thanks again, Hans, Brittany.
Thank you for letting us just plug our own stuff and share what we're doing. I'm so excited to get it out there and really excited to share it with everyone.
All right. And
listen to Rock in the Suburbs every day.
Every day. All right. Thanks again, guys. And it's Rock in the Suburbs. And I'm Jim Linehan. And Patrick Foster will be back. And
We'll talk to you later.
Can't Thanks. Wait.
See ya.
Less excited about all this is the cat.
Yes.
Yes.
The new
this,
cat.
This cat came into our house on her own.
She let herself in.
When okay. it was really cold over the winter.
Uh-huh.
And now she lives here.
Yep. Really? We weren't even inside the house, and we had come back in from our garage, and she was already inside.
So introduce us to the cat. Who is the cat?
We have named her, well... those of you who know our family from any of the Hootenannies, you might remember seeing our dogs around. Mortimer and Beatrice were their names. Mm-hmm. And I always get a kick out of real human names with dogs sometimes. It's just funny to me. But Mortimer and Beatrice were such sweet little names for the animals that we chose to get. The fact that this one showed up unannounced, I kind of wanted to give her an ugly old lady name just for my own pleasure and enjoyment. So we have named her Gertrude.
All right. Nice to meet you, Gertrude. Okay.